Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Carrie McCreary, co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital. Good morning. So we're becoming much more conscious of dental problems and dental care for dogs and cats.
Yeah, dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm. So I found an article on this, and it's the kind of thing that as a pet owner we don't necessarily like to hear, but we need to know about it. This article says 4 out of 5 dogs have dental problems by the time they're 4 years old. So that's mm-hmm. by far the majority of dogs, and the problem it says is almost as bad for cats.
Right, and it's one of those things, if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. But the common thing that I get is people say, oh, my dog's breath smells so bad, you know, and you look up and you raise those gums up and you show them the teeth, and we all do kind of what I call a peek and shriek, where you're like, oh my gosh, they're so bad, and you know, everyone's surprised. So everybody lift up your animal's teeth at home and see if you're surprised too, for sure.
Hmm. A very underappreciated problem, it says here, and it says there's a line here. It says, because cats and dogs tend to be stoic, they often give no sign that they are in pain or that their teeth are sensitive perhaps to cold water. So,
exactly.
So
mm-hmm.
you might not see behavior that would indicate that the dog or cat has a problem.
Exactly. Well, sometimes, you know, cats will kind of chew their food weird or pick it up and kind of roll it around in their mouth strange, or chatter their teeth. Sometimes dogs will start chewing on one side. But for the most part, unless you stand there and watch your dog eat, then or cat, then you don't really notice them. And I see people say all the time, well, he still eats. And I'm like, well, the opposite of that would be to starve. And so if you think about it, it's just, you know, they want to live, and so they just eat, and they still get that food down like they know they need to, but it doesn't mean that they're not in pain. They're just tough.
You mentioned the breath situation. Mm-hmm. What are some other things you can see? You mentioned one or two other possibilities. Are there some other things people should be watching for?
Yeah, so trouble eating, chewing their food is a problem. If they normally like dental chews and rawhides and they're not doing that anymore, that can be a sign. In cats, I find drooling. Sometimes they'll start drooling a lot, maybe because they're not swallowing their drool and their mouth is painful. Sometimes they can paw at their face if they have really bad issues. Those are usually the most common.
Uh-huh. We're talking with Dr. Carrie McCreary, co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital. So we're talking about dental care for pets. Are you a pet dentist yourself?
I do. I love dentistry.
Really?
I do. It's one of my things that I just really like.
And so you operate just maybe as a human dentist would, and you I guess obviously you have to put them out.
Yeah. So exactly. So we kind of do all the things, like our technicians, you can think of them as kind of your dental hygienist. So they're going to, you know, we're going to make a plan, anesthetize the patient, we're going to do a good oral exam, probe all the teeth, scale off any tartar, polish them. We have the same really state-of-the-art equipment that they have at your dentist. And then, unfortunately, because dental disease is so underappreciated, most of the stuff that I do with dentistry is not prophylactic. I do a lot of extractions and a lot of oral surgery to clean up problems in the mouth, to correct abscesses and rotten teeth and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess almost even if you're just doing a cleaning, you have to put them out, don't you? You have to put them under anesthetic?
Yeah, you really do. And for the most part, it's really safe. So we do, you know, pre-anesthetic exams and blood work, and we basically use the same anesthesia that you would use if you went in for a procedure. So
now, this article says dental care for the pet owner is easy. Daily tooth brushing is the best way to keep a pet's teeth clean and healthy. Now, I got to tell you, I'm guessing that most dog and cat owners are unlikely to take that task on every day.
Very true. And you know, the real important thing to remember is to get them started early.
Yeah.
We definitely recommend it because mm-hmm. you're going to minimize having to have teeth cleanings. But if you do not get your kitten or your puppy used to that early, it can be pretty tough. You know, if your dog is 6 years old and you come at it with a toothbrush like, oh, we're going to do this every day now, they're going to look at you like, no.
But if you start when they're puppies or kittens, then they get accustomed to it and it's not as much of a problem.
Yeah, and they make poultry-flavored toothpaste, which disgusts me, but I'm sure the dogs like that. So, you know, they make toothpaste for dogs that's obviously fluoride-free, dogs and cats, so that they can swallow it because they don't like, you know, you don't tell them to spit out the toothpaste.
Right.
So they make stuff that's safe for them and little toothbrushes that are safe, like easier to fit their mouth and gentle. So there's definitely a lot of products out there to get started.
Is there food or anything that you hear, you see pet crunchy type pet food, and they will say it's good for the teeth or good for breath or, you know, whatever?
Yeah, definitely. There's certain companies also make, like, they call them dental diets, and so the kibble is a certain shape where when they crunch it, it kind of helps to shear tartar off the teeth, but really nothing is going to replace brushing. And if you can't, you know, keep that up, and really it's really mostly a small dog problem. Big dogs do have teeth issues. They still need their teeth brushed, and you need to check them. But your smaller breeds, like your poodles, Yorkies, Chihuahuas, ugh, their mouths just get so bad. So bad.
Carrie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again over
the
phone. Dr. Carrie McCreary, co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.